One, because they remember the scriptures that the Messiah was going to come one day. The king was going to come, and he was going to come into the city riding on a donkey. And so they just responded in praise and worshiping and declaring the kingship of Jesus as he came into the city. Now, as he rode on the donkey, I'm sure the donkey would have also enjoyed this entire fanfare that's entirely new to him. All the time, he probably got, you know, beaten up when he was not walking fast enough or didn't he wanted to go where they wanted to go. But the value we see today is we can be anything, even a donkey, unless, but our value is defined by who is riding on the donkey. Amen. And this is very, very important. Today, the prophetic word to us is this: the Lord has need of this. The Lord has need of you. The Lord has need of you to do a new thing. And this was a new thing that was going to be done. And Jesus needed that donkey. That donkey by itself, in common terms and common words that we have discussed, was probably one of the foolishest animals around because it has a great tolerance to be abused. Great tolerance to carry load and burdens. It was built for abuse. But today, that donkey was not being abused. The donkey was chosen to be ridden by the king. The Lord had need of them. And as they saw this donkey and Jesus riding in, the ultimate response that comes out of this is praise and worship. And what God is saying to you and I, if we would allow God to ride on us, to use us, to fulfill God's needs, to fulfill God's dreams, God's vision. We talk about the abiding presence of God, we talk about miracles, but in all those things we talk about, it was not about a man's personal dream or personal vision. It was not about Joseph's dream or Joseph's vision. Amen. But it was about God's dream, God's purpose, and God's destiny translated and put into their dreams so that when they were trying to fulfill this dream and vision, they were walking into the destiny and the purpose of God. And God has always made that choice. In 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we see the choice of God. Where if we verse 26, chapter 1, verse 26. Or verse 18 onwards, okay? For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? But since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God